And now it's time to say a very good morning to Peter Allam as we head into the holiday season. And now we look at advice for holiday time. Peter, very good morning. Welcome.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to all our listeners out there, those on the road, those that have arrived at the destination. I know, yeah, we are at Sinsa West. A lot of people have already arrived. A lot of it's expected during the course of the day, with tomorrow being a public holiday. And, you know, we just say take it easy on the roads. And let's start with traveling on the roads. Mm-hmm. The festive season is in full swing. There's no doubt about that. Schools are closed. You open the newspaper, you watch the news, you'll find road deaths have already taken place, sadly. And for that reason, we say it's time to be cautious. Mm-hmm. You need to remember the following, basically, and we repeat this every year. No drinking and driving. The law is strict in that regard. Adhere to it. Unfortunately, we don't seem to have traffic officers, police out there as extensive as what we used to in the old days, but they are out and about. You know, the papers, if you've been following the papers, you will see that there are a number of areas where the police are out and about. The traffic officers are out and about with them, and they're there for a reason. They're there to protect society. They're there to make sure that we don't have critical accidents and lose people due to drinking and driving. That's not the only thing that kills people on the road. The other ones, of course, are speed. Mm. Speed is that terrible, terrible thing that kills, and that is the truth. I mean, you know, you need to be extra cautious at this time of the year. Stick to the speed limit. To get somewhere 10 minutes or 20 minutes quicker than you expected, you know, to go 20 Ks over the speed limit is a criminal offense. Mm. Mm. You will be locked up. You could spend Christmas in jail, although these days they do seem to let the people out. You have to go through a full court session. So if you're from Joburg and you're caught in the Free State, believe you me, you could have problems. You've got to do a proper bail application and everything. And you'll have to go through a full court session. It could take a day or two to get you in there. So if you in a town far from home, it means a return trip to that particular area. For example, if you're caught in the Free State, like I said, and you come from Joburg, you've got to go back to the Free State court. You can't do it over the phone. You can't do it by way of communication from attorney to attorney. It's a far way to go to appear. So be cautious. I mean, imagine in East London, a court in Cape Town. It's a day's drive there, a day's drive back, or costly air flight. So make sure that, you know, you adhere to the speed limit. And, of course, what goes with the speed limit is that speed limit reduces your stopping distances. So make sure you're able between vehicles. You know, don't get too close to vehicles. Don't speed up to a vehicle and then find there's an oncoming car and you're in trouble. Be careful with it. Another thing that's very important is that if you are traveling, your roadworthiness, make sure your vehicle is worthy. If you have a trailer, make sure it has not been standing and that the wheels are okay, the axle is in order. Check the tires, the brakes. In fact, the best advice is to do a full service beforehand and make sure everything is in order. Not the morning before you leave, but well in advance. You know, a lot of people don't realize that when you go for your driver's test, that's what you're supposed to do. Check the indicators, check the brake lights, you know, check everything is working. So the rules and regulations are there. You need to check your vehicle prior to starting it, especially if you go in on a trip, that little lesson that you learned when you took your driver's license out. Another thing that we find a lot of on the road these days is that you get a proud daddy whose son or daughter has now got a learner's license or a driver's license and been driving for a month or two. Be careful just letting an inexperienced person drive you to your destination. It's very nice. I know, I remember when my kids got their licenses and I could sit in the passenger seat and they would drive me everywhere. It was really nice. But at this time of the year, inexperience could be a problem on the road. So make sure that, you know that your child is capable, and watch what's happening. You know, don't just leave it to a young and inexperienced driver. Of course, the worst one that is committed on the road is, you know, people lose their tempers so quickly. Oh. It's very sad. It's so easy. You know, you just get upset. Somebody comes and overtakes you or somebody's speeding. comes right up to your backside and you're not happy with that and you suddenly brake and that type of thing. The next minute you've got fisticuffs and the two drivers are out of the car fighting with each other. Crazy. Remember, you may irritate someone, not even knowing it, and the next minute there is a problem. So avoid road rage. It's a terrible thing. And, of course, added to the list for a number of years now, besides drinking and driving and speed and unroadworthy vehicles, is that terrible thing called a cell phone.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You know, it's one of the most dangerous weapons on the road. It's worse than a gun. When you talk on your phone, you take away your concentration. You look at the phone, that split second could cause you to veer to the other side of the road, a head-on collision. The law is there for a reason, to say do not talk on your cell phone when you drive. No? So that's basically, unless you've got some questions on traveling on the roads, Wayne, so we need to be cautious. As I said, the main headings there, no drinking and driving, speed kills, stopping distances, roadworthiness, young and inexperienced driver phones. Those all contribute towards it. And, of course, you know, the stop goes. Don't dodge a stop go. This is the latest thing that seems to happen. You know, people have stopped at a stop go and they think, oh, the cars have just gone through. So they chase behind it, overtake the stop go sign and get onto the road. It's there for a reason. You know, obey the law.
Yes.
Not sure if you've got any questions just on that, the roadside.
Family. Well, Peter, not a question as much as a comment. You were mentioning speeding as one of the major problems. And I was traveling out towards the East Coast the other day. I was on the N2 freeway and a car, it was a grey mustard-coloured BMW with GP registration plates. And this guy came past me on the freeway. It was there was a passing lane, so that part of it was quite legal. But the speed with which he came past was scary because my vehicle actually wobbled because of the wind rush coming as he came past.
Yeah.
And he was gone. He turned off at the Brakfontein interchange and went trundling along Shafley Road. But now the irony and the joke was actually on me because in the vicinity of Crossways, he got caught behind slow traffic. And I actually caught up with him. And I stayed behind him all the way to my turnoff.
Yeah, which, it's frightening that, you know, I don't know why people do that. You don't get there any quicker. You actually just cause problems for other drivers on the road. And as we've already said, you know, why do it? The rules are there. So why break the rule, you know? One can understand if he's got emergency lights on and he's in a hurry or something like that. But just ordinary, there are no excuses, you know.
And yeah. I just thought,
anyway, we move on to the other thing. Yeah. We move on to other aspects. Pets, you know, nuisance pets can cause major problems. Don't leave your pets at home over the Christmas period. Make sure they're properly taken care of. Don't leave a hungry dog at home whilst you go off to the beach or do your Christmas shopping or sleep over at family for the night. You know, that could result in the dog attacking someone, could cause huge problems for yourself. That bark, bark, bark all night. If you look on the various apps that we have for the various areas, Nahoon, Wild Coast, East Coast, and all the rest of it, you know, you'll see all the time, pets left alone, pet barking at house number so-and-so. So, you know, do the noble thing. If you're going out, make sure that your dog is happy. And, of course, these days there are so many pet sitters, so your best option is clearly, you know, to get a pet sitter advertising services on Facebook, you'll find it. If you just ask in your local community, you'll find it. I know here at Cinsa, we have two or three ladies that do it. So, you know, there's no reason to leave your dogs unattended to. I heard one chap that said to me, oh, I've got a dog feeder and it only gives so much food per day. And the dog will be fine on its own, and it's my security. Believe me, a dog without its owner there gets it, you know, and you got to make sure it doesn't attack your dog feeder. You got to make sure somebody doesn't come and attack it, you know, throw a piece of meat in because they know you're away and break into your home.
Right,
so
right.
Look after your pets. If you want to have pets, look after them correctly. Thing that we always say at this time of the year, make sure that you have contact. You see all the time, missing. Haven't spoken to my brother who left for Joburg for 3 days and things like that. Mm-hmm. So if you're going away, make sure your family and friends know where you're going, how to contact you. If anything, you know, thinking everything will be okay, just to get back home and discover there's been a death or an injury or a break-in, or you know, the house was burnt down or something like that. So make sure that you have contact with your family, that they are aware where you are. And, you know, these days it's so easy with cell phones. Everybody has a cell phone. There's no excuse anymore. You know, people say, oh, I'm closing my cell phone down and I'm going on holiday and I'm not going to talk to anybody. Not possible in a world, unfortunately, of cell phones. That's the trouble. So, you know, be cautious and make sure that there is contact. Another thing that there's a lot of at this time of the year, beach safety.
Yeah.
You know, if you're coming down to the beach, be cautious. The sea is a wild and beautiful thing. I mean, you know, yesterday morning the waves were thundering in. This morning it's nice and flat. It changes overnight. The obvious advice there is only swim where the are lifeguards on duty or where signs indicate that it's safe to swim. If you go to a beach and there are no lifeguards, be cautious. Make sure that you swim where the people are swimming, that you find out where you can swim. You know, don't get to a beach and just go in. You might have rocks in front of you. The waves might be high when you go out. So always swim between the yellow and red flags. If they are there, they indicate safe and supervised swimming. And then, you know, other than that, the reason for the flags in certain positions is that the other areas of flags conceal dangerous currents and tides and that sort of thing. So you need to be very, very cautious. Surfers and bodyboarders, don't surf in areas where bait and game fish are running, where seals are present, seabirds are diving, or where the people are enjoying the beach, you know. The norms where the locals know to go out of the way of the wildlife that's there, the fish, the seals, the seabirds and that type of thing. Where the surfers and the bodyboarders go is normally a separate area, although bodyboarders normally go in with the ordinary swimmers in a lot of areas. And then, of course, don't forget, if you're in trouble, raise your hand. Don't panic. Attract the lifeguard's attention and get sorted. If you see somebody in the area, a lot of people, we hear of a lot of heroes that jump in and go rescue people. But remember, if they're lifeguards, they're fine help. Don't put your own life in danger, you know. You know how to do CPR until help arrives, if you can, if it's needed. Of course, the other dangerous thing that people do at this time of the year, people come along and there's a nice tidal pool or there's a rock that's standing about 6 meters high and people dive from tidal pool walls, they dive off rocks, they don't know what's at the bottom. You know, you see spinal injuries as a result thereof. So be careful. The pools provide a safer option to swim in than the oceans, as currents kept at bay. So if there's a little nice pool, which we have in a lot of areas, utilize that. Some people say, you know, I'm looking for the waves, but make sure you know the waves. The sea, like you say, is a very, very, very uncertain piece of, can we say, demarcated area. So be cautious in that regard. Also, be careful that you protect your skin from the sun. I mean, I have visitors here and already I've seen it. They as red as turkey this morning. They only spent an hour or two sun yesterday. Sunblock, make sure you do it. Too much sun can cause sunstroke, heat stroke. Also, make sure that you keep hydrated correctly. Drink a lot of fluids. You know, people say, oh, alcohol gives you food. It doesn't. It actually makes you dry. So, be careful. You know, your beach safety is there. Don't drink and swim. Don't go into the sea if you've had too much. your reflections are not as good and that type of thing. So beach safety coming in and it's a very, very important thing. And do when they go away is make sure that you've got emergency numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're coming from Johannesburg to Sinso, for example, or along our coast to where you are, you know, make sure that you know where the nearest hospital is, where the nearest doctor, shall I say.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you know where police services are, how to get hold of an ambulance, that type of thing. Keep those numbers readily available. It's a little tip that I think makes things a lot easier. You know, if you go to an unknown area, for example, you're bitten by a snake, what are you going to do? We know that there's no salmon around at the moment to help with that, so be careful. Be careful. Be cautious. Make sure you know what hospital to get to, where you will go. That will save time and could save a life.
Right.
You know, bee sting as well. There's a lot of bees on our coast at the moment. Yeah, every day we need the beekeeper. We've got bees, so be careful of that as well. Wasps, bees, snakes, dangerous little things. Make sure you've got numbers to sort that out if you have got it. Which, of course, comes to the next thing. You know, every traveler should have a first aid kit. If you're traveling or going somewhere, take a proper first aid kit with you. Rather be safe than sorry. You know, it's a small little thing that needs to be sorted. The other thing that we have, of course, these days is money. Don't be seen with a wallet full of money. You never know who's watching you. These days, they say you can't even trust the bank. If you go to the bank and draw 10,000 rand, you know, they say somehow people outside know that you've drawn money like that inside a bank or at the bank wall. You know, nobody knows who's watching.
Yeah, I mean,
how often don't I hear people say, how did they know I had money on me? You know, and yeah. Inside jobs are happening, unfortunately. So, you know, you never know when the thieves are going to strike. You never know when they're watching you. I mean, you watch on TV these cameras, they don't have to be within 10, 15 meters of you. They can sit in a car like 200 meters away and draw you in. You know, you see silly programs that draw people in and they can see exactly what you're doing. You know, and they put these little pinheads onto machines, the hole in the wall, as they call it, and track what you're drawing, check your PIN number and everything. So be careful. You know, these days, a lot of places no longer allow money. The East London Golf Club, for example, cash is not acceptable there. Well, not acceptable, but you've got to go upstairs. You know, they now work on cards and your golf card, and it's purely a card bank. At the bar and that type of thing, which is fantastic. You know, there's no money floating around, which helps a lot. It also can be a nuisance. A lot of people like to work with cash, but it's easier to use a card and to cancel a card than be robbed of money. Once the money's gone, you know, you're going to have the question, what were you doing with so much money and that type of thing? So don't go into more with big amounts. Stay safe. Use your bank card. Might cost a little bit more. In some instances, but that's the way to go. And then, of course, the last thing is home safety on our chat today. What is home safety? Home safety is to ensure that, you know, when you're going away, there is someone looking after your home. There's someone to ensure that there's activity around the home. You know, little small aspects such as delivery of your newspaper, which is not collected from your postbox, although I don't think there are newspapers in East London that are delivered anymore, but your mail in your postbox, you know, it's prevalent at this period that people walk the neighborhood, see who's there, who's not there. Thieves are out there looking for homes. Unfortunately, you get those homes. They see that your car's packed, that you're on your way, the trailer's packed for the next morning. Unfortunately, we live where that is targeted, it's spotted. You know, theft, a tip-off from a neighbor or someone who knows you're away can leave you devastated when you return and find your home ransacked and your possessions all stolen and gone. These days, they don't break in and take a TV or a Wi-Fi or the food in the fridge or whatever. These days, they take your doors and your windows and your taps.
Literally the whole house.
The whole house. You come home and you've got a shell, you know. So also make sure that is in place. Double check your insurance, ensure that you are properly insured. Consult with your broker and make sure everything is correct. You're not over or under insured. The law with insurance is very strict. Make sure you know what the requirements are. You know, a lot of people don't read the fine print on their policies, and it says you must have, you know, some places say you must have an alarm. Some say you must have security gates. Some say you must have somebody checking if you leave the area and that type of thing. So make sure there's a policy, and if you don't understand it, your broker explain it to you. Yeah, that's basically where we are today. We had quite a lengthy chat on cautiousness of this lovely Christmas period.
And you know, Peter, it's a case of just being cautious, and I think to a large extent just apply common sense. You know, don't, just because it's a festive season, don't do something that you probably wouldn't have done in June. You know, and if you are away on holiday, you know, be cautious, and you know, the tips, especially don't draw attention to the fact that you might,
don't,
for instance,
draw attention. Don't be silly.
Be on, you know,
be cautious now more than ever before, because it is a season when unfortunately a lot of mishaps happen.
Right, and that's the case. And Peter, Alam's attorneys are contactable through the festive season. How can somebody get in touch should the need arise?
Yeah, this week they'll find us still at 6 Sansom Road in Berea. Telephone 043-721-0018. They can contact us there, or they can, if you've got Facebook, which most people have, just look up Alam's, A-L-L-A-M for Mary, S for Sugar, add an S onto our surname, and you can find all our details there. You'll find the contact details and everything in Facebook. And of course, always on our Coast FM as well, they'll find our details. Very easy to get hold of us. We're there if you need help, no problem.
Great. And Peter, thank you very, very much for the chat this morning. And we'll chat again next week, which will pretty much be our last chat before Christmas. And I'm sure you'll have some good advice for the season.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Peter. Have a great week.